In local news, three people have died in a plane crash while fighting fires near Cloncurry in central western Queensland. The plane left Toowoomba on Saturday morning and was heading for Mount Isa, conducting line scans when authorities lost contact around 2:30 p.m. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese spoke from China, offering his condolences to the families of the victims. The victims' bodies are set to be recovered today as an investigation is being conducted by a team from the Australian Transport and Safety Bureau.
The Greens have announced a new policy that would hit Brisbane landlords with a 650% rate surcharge if they increase their tenants' rent. The policy is set to be announced today in the latest housing proposal to be rolled out by the Greens, which aims to stop rental price hikes. Under the proposal, any investor who increases the rent on their property beyond what was charged on January 1st this year would pay 750% of the usual council rates bill for the rental property. The Greens hope such a measure will effectively freeze rents across the city.
In national news, ancient Aboriginal rock carvings have been vandalised in recent months, prompting a call for better education about the significance of such places across Australia. Carvings at the Bulgandri Aboriginal art site near Carryong were damaged, along with a separate sacred women's site dating back thousands of years. Gomilaroi Mandan Danji and Awaba man Kevin Duncan says the damage reveals a lack of respect in the community. He says some of these sites are older than the pyramids of Egypt and that Australia doesn't regard or recognise these properly.
A new study by La Trobe University revealed the majority of Australians are unlikely to give up eating meat to help the environment. The study asked more than 700 Facebook users who lived in Australia about their beliefs on climate change, the impact of meat consumption on the environment, and their meat intake. The report found that respondents who were aged between 18 and 84 believe reducing their meat intake is an ineffective way to address climate change.
In international news, a radio anchor was fatally shot in the Philippines on Sunday in an attack that was witnessed by viewers watching live on Facebook. 57-year-old Juan Jamalon was killed while broadcasting his Gold FM show from his home in Calamba in the northern Misamis Occidental province. The gunman asked permission to enter the radio station to announce something important before shooting Mr. Jamalon twice, stealing his gold necklace and fleeing. An investigation has commenced to find the identity of the gunman.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m.